If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much and welcome. The Ray Program starting this hour of Money Power for you, helping you to make better money moves. Hi, everybody. Welcome. James Stewart is in the house and the whole gang is here. How you doing there, Jimmy?
You know, doing great. You know, the more I think about it, this show should be a college course that every college student should take.
How about a better idea? Let's just get somebody to send us money.
Okay.
Forget the college course business. We'll give them the Ray Lucia degree, the third degree. Great show planned for you today, folks. You're not going to believe this, but we are going to tackle something that we tackle just about every year this time, and that is this so-called Halloween effect. Is there any validity to the Halloween effect, more commonly known as go away in May and come back on Halloween? You see, there's a lot of studies that show you may as well just forget about investing for the next several months and come back on Halloween, because most of the returns are garnered during the winter as opposed to the summer or spring months. So we'll talk about that. Also, there was a happiness study, a lot of these happiness studies. And, you know, we do focus a lot on, you know, retirement planning and strategy and sophisticated stuff. But we sometimes miss what makes people really happy. And what we're finding is it's cash, it's greenbacks. And so we will talk about that. The go away in May, let's see what, we were going to start with this because I've gotten two or three questions over the past several days because we discussed this the other day. And as I mentioned to Jim and the TV folks, during the weekends, you know, I try to frequent a lot of small businesses, not the big box stores and all that stuff. Whether it's the coffee shop or the donut shop or the shoe shop or whatever the shop is, because, you know, their businesses to a large extent are being threatened. And we were talking about this tremendous bonanza in the Trump plan, but a lot of people don't understand how all of this works. So I'm going to re-explain it for you. So sit back, relax. Yeah, I am feeling pretty good today. The Ray Lucia program bringing you the best in money information. Now, you've heard a lot, especially over the weekends and the pundits talking about the Trump tax plan, how it's not going to work, how it's going to be fantastic, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a provision in there that is huge, to quote Mr. Trump, for small business owners. Whether or not this comes through, I do not know. But if it does, just about every single small business owner is getting a nice raise. And Lord knows they need it. Remember we talked about this last month, or last week, about how small business owners, they not only have to pay double the Social Security that those of us that are employed pay, because remember, the small business owner pays the employee share and the employer share. That's called the self-employment tax. Now, self-employed individuals pay ordinary income tax on 100% of their income, even the so-called profits that they make above and beyond what they need to live on or what reasonable compensation might be. Many individuals, in order to avoid being sued, if you will, set up corporations or LLCs. So I think it's important for us to give you the distinction. There are C corporations. Those are the biggies, right? And there are some small companies that actually are C corporations. And maybe someday I'll explain why one might choose to be a C corp with fiscal years and all that stuff. But a C corporation has to pay taxes on its profits at the corporate level. And then when they pay a dividend, whoever is the recipient of that dividend pays taxes at the dividend and or capital gains rate, which can be as low as zero, as high as like 23-24% plus your state tax. So those are C corps like IBM and several other smaller non-professional companies. Now, many sole proprietors choose to incorporate or form LLCs, as I mentioned, from a limitation of liability standpoint. Because if you get sued and you're a small business owner, they can not only take your business assets, but they can take all of your assets. However, if you are incorporated or if you form an LLC, in theory, if it's all done properly and you're not the one that's actually committed the problem that where they can penetrate the S corp or the C or the LLC, then in theory your personal assets, your brokerage account and your home and so forth are protected. You hear those ads on TV and radio all the time, the companies that are promoting getting incorporated for protection purposes. There are also some potential tax benefits, but by and large, when you are a sole proprietor and choose to incorporate under subchapter S, that's called a pass-through entity, meaning unlike the C corp, where the corporation pays tax, and then when the dividend comes out of the corporation, the individual pays tax, the pass-through entities, such as a subchapter S corporation and or an LLC, treat all profits as a pass-through to your personal income tax return, which means all profits are taxed at your regular old ordinary income rate. Now, not necessarily Social Security and Medicare in an S-corp, but certainly any profits pass through and are taxed at ordinary income. Well, I read an article over the weekend that said the Trump tax bill is causing mania for individuals running to become LLCs, and I would add subchapter S corps. Why? Well, because now those under the Trump plan, if enacted, those profits could be taxed at a lower rate, as low as 15%. That is huge. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you, you've got a couple of donut shops or a couple of these coffee carts or whatever. And let's say you're making $100,000 per year. That $100,000 is subject to, let's count the taxes, self-employment tax, which is 15.3%. You can add these up in your head. Your federal income tax, which could be as low as 15%, could be as high as 25% if your spouse is working and you're making $100,000 in your business and he or she is making $50,000 to $100,000 in his or her business. Yeah, you're easily in the 25% bracket. And in a place like where we're sitting, California, there's another 8-9% state income tax bracket. So you add it all up and it is a taxing nightmare, right? 15% plus 25% plus almost 10%. You add them all up, it's very near 50%. That's what the self-employed individual pays. Beyond that, they got to provide their own health insurance, right? They've got Medicare tax on capital gains like everybody else. They've got all kinds of other things that they have to pay for that might be paid for them if they worked at the company. Now, under the Trump plan, those small self-employed individuals and or LLCs or C-Corps can structure their compensation so that, like a C-Corporation, they take a salary. The salary must be deemed reasonable under the IRS codes, IRC section 162, as I recall, reasonable compensation. Well, let's say the coffee cart dude can justify the fact that his salary or her salary is $50,000 because they have two carts and they've hired people to run those carts for them. They're managing. So they're making money off of the people that are working. So if their CPA, and this is very, very critical, because you're going to have somebody say, yes, it's reasonable compensation that you make $50,000, and will pass through the other $50,000. Well, under the subchapter S corporation, that dividend is not subject to FICA and Medicare. And under the Trump proposal, it would only be subject to a 15% tax. Well, that could save, I don't know, $20,000 in taxes for that individual making $100,000 per year. That is huge, as they say. Now, whether this comes through or not, I don't know. Whether it comes through in the format that it has been proposed on the one-page, double-spaced page piece of paper that they gave us the other day, I don't know. But stay tuned. There's a lot more on taxes coming your way.
Great story. May 1st is Law Day, a day to celebrate the American justice system. Law Day was conceived by the American Bar Association during the Cold War massive displays of communist military power on May Day, and to demonstrate that true strength comes from the rule of law, not tanks and troops. The ABA asked President Eisenhower to issue the first Law Day proclamation back in 1958. And today, it's commemorated with educational programs organized by schools, community groups, and civic organizations nationwide. Linda Klein is president of the ABA, the nation's largest lawyers organization.
The law is absolutely vital to our democracy. Today, when it seems that we are a nation divided, there is one thing we can agree on: treating every American equally under the rule of law. That's what binds this nation together.
For more information about Law Day and Law Day events in your area, go to lawday.org. That's lawday.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, the other thing that self-employed individuals should be taking advantage of, and this Trump bonanza, bonus, giveaway, call it whatever you want, for the small business owner is amazing. And I'm all for it, by the way. Now, I can guarantee you there will be people that game the system, because one of the things the IRS has been up on the last many, many years is this whole concept of reasonable compensation. For example, if you're an individual with no people at work for you and no money at work for you, and you make $100,000, you probably can't justify a $50,000 salary and a $50,000 dividend. They might get upset by that. Maybe 75-80, maybe an 80-20 rule. And you'll have to talk to your CPA about that. But man alive, this is huge. I'll tell you the other thing that's really huge that small business owners can do that not necessarily everybody else can do unless their company provides them with a health savings account. But as we've mentioned on this program a gajillion times before, there is nothing better than a health savings account. Nothing. Because as you'll learn from Lynn Rowe, who'll be joining us momentarily, individuals are going to be spending a lot of money on health care in retirement. And it's just unavoidable. It's unavoidable, whether it's for long-term care insurance premiums or co-payments or prescriptions and drugs or Medicare supplement policies. You're going to be spending money. And a health savings account is a phenomenal tool. You get to put money in. Families today can put over $13,000 in. And it all goes in pre-tax. It grows tax-free. And then when you pull the money out to pay for these health care costs that you're guaranteed to have, it comes out tax-free. Now compare that to any other type of a retirement plan, and you will find that there's nothing better. 401ks, money goes in pre-tax, comes out how? Taxable. Period. End of story. So, and we'll talk more about HSAs, I'm sure, on another show. But the self-employed individuals now, if you have your act together, you listen to this program, you watch the show on TV or whatever, you sort of get a hint of certain things you want to talk to your financial advisory team about. Okay, 844-RAY-SHOW. As I said, Lynn Rowe will be joining us in a little bit. I think she wants to talk about somebody that just died. Yeah. At 146, I'm not buying it. We'll have Lynn Rowe tell us about 146 years old. Holy mackerel. Yeah, maybe. But I'm reading about cash, and I'm reading about happiness. And buying happiness and life satisfaction with greater cash on hand reserve. There's been a study on this. Well, no, that's not happiness. It isn't a warm gun. Happiness is having a whole bunch of cash. Although the NRA just met, and for the NRA, happiness is a warm gun, like the song says. By the way, it's one of the great Beatles songs of all time. Very obscure. Not very many people know about it, but it's a fantastic song. The one that's playing right now isn't Beatles, because if we played a Beatles song on this show, we'd have to write McCartney a check. Is it McCartney, or does Michael Jackson still own that? I don't know. McCartney's got it back?
Yeah.
Okay, good for him. But research by Ruberton, Gladstone, and Libromirsky finds that maintaining a healthy level of cash on hand, or at least in a checking or savings account, appears to improve our feelings of financial well-being and life satisfaction. And the relationship, they go on, holds up even after controlling for income, spending, and other investments, as well as age and employment status. In other words, no matter how much your total wealth is or how much income you have, you're not as happy unless it's also accompanied by a healthy pile of cash. I can speak personally about this because I've had a healthy pile of cash and I haven't. And I've had investments and I haven't. And I can tell you that when you have cash in the bank or cash equivalents, money that you can get your hands on without worrying about, you know, selling out of your market or having big losses, cash equivalents, it changes your whole mindset about money. You agree with that, Mr. Jim?
As a matter of fact, there's a counter study that showed people that have a lot of debt have diminished health and a shorter lifespan.
There's no question about that. Anyway, Kitsis wrote about this just the other day. And we all know that from a pure investment perspective, it's totally irrational to do this, right? To hold a bunch of cash. This is why I'm really big on cash equivalents. And there are cash equivalents that can get you a relatively decent rate of return. You know, we talk about index annuities. We talk about index life insurance policies. I used my life insurance policy as a cash equivalent for 30, 40 years, still do to a certain extent. And that has been a really good resource. But people say, well, that's stupid because you're tying your money up in this insurance policy. Well, you know what? Tell that to the person that's accumulated $100,000 or $200,000 in cash value in some kind of an index UL. And anytime they need money for emergencies, opportunities, or investment, they get their hands on it without any penalty. And they might get a rate of return. And you hear these ads all the time. By the way, the ads are somewhat misleading, how you can get the potential for double-digit returns. You know what? Chances of that happening are slim to none. But chances of getting a decent return compared to, say, money markets or CDs or perhaps even bonds, pretty good. So this is really a very, very interesting study. Holding some comfort cash, they say, is not underinvesting, but simply giving up on extra yield as a way to buy a little more financial contentment. Now, to your point, Jim, they did these graphics in this study. And it's amazing because when they looked at financial well-being and life satisfaction, those that had the most amount of cash scored by far the highest in life satisfaction and financial well-being, irrespective of how wealthy they were, how old they were, how much income they had, how much in assets they had. And when you compared that to their total wealth and total investments, in some instances in the financial well-being department, almost half the life satisfaction, the financial well-being was cut almost in half. I mean, you talked about spending, talk about average monthly income, age, none of those even came close to having liquid wealth. And so I ask you, and I'll be asking Lynn Rowe momentarily, where can you stash your liquidity and have not only the liquid wealth and life satisfaction and financial well-being, but also use that money for other financial planning purposes. That's coming up next on the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855.
Biz Talk Radio.
You may be able to buy diamond rings, but you can't buy love, and it's very hard to buy happiness, although, as we mentioned, cash could work. Now, you played a McCartney song, and I'm very sorry. Lynn Rowe, how you doing there?
I'm doing well.
I have a big correction, because I thought that Chris had told me in my ear that McCartney was able to get back his rights, because evidently Michael Jackson had all the Beatles stuff. Chris, what actually, did McCartney sue to try to get it back, or what happened?
He actually filed lawsuit January of this year, because Sony ATV owns 100% of the Beatles catalog.
So I know Sony and Michael Jackson had some kind of a deal, right? 50-50 or something?
They did. Sony owned half and Michael Jackson
owned
half.
So when Michael bought the farm, what happened? Sony bought the rest?
Right. Sony negotiated half of what Jackson owned, and then when he died in 2009, they bought the rest.
One last question. Who is the idiot that sold the Beatles music to Michael Jackson and Sony?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Was it Yoko? She broke up the band. She sold the assets. I mean, she's killing me here. Anyway, well, I wish McCartney well. I hope he gets his own music back. That's crazy. Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
That was your lesson on Beatles today. Did you get a good lesson plan?
I did. I was taking notes.
Okay, good. Before the break,
yes.
I talked about cash and how cash makes people happy. Mm-hmm. The problem is it makes me crazy.
Yeah.
From an investment and financial planning standpoint, but you've got some other ideas.
Well, you know, cash is one of those great tools that we can use to do some multiple planning techniques. For example, you were saying, you know, have an emergency fund, be able to access it. That's why people can sleep at night. And those are all good points. But if you, for example, just take advantage of an insurance company, which isn't that nice to be able to do, you take advantage of an insurance company and you put it on the table with them, they, in instances like linked benefit programs, they will match the money that you put in three or four times if you need any kind of care in your lifetime. Or if you pass, they will, instead of you having the long-term care benefits, for example, your family would get back the money with leverage up. So, I mean, it's kind of the best of all worlds. If you need it during your lifetime, you have access. If you don't need it but you get sick, you have access. And if you pass and never need any kind of care, you know, your family has access.
So put your shrink hat on.
Yes.
Because part of this is sort of a psychological game.
Yes.
Because people need to be convinced that money in something like that
mm-hmm.
is usable, it's fungible, and
sure.
it's liquid. Talk about the liquidity aspects. Because cash to me sounds like if I need to get my hands on it, I can get it today.
No. Cash today, you can't go down to your local bank and check it out. You do need to do some paperwork, take out the money. You can borrow it out, for example, or you can simply take a withdrawal and reduce the amount of coverage you have. So there's a couple of ways to get it, but it's not going to happen overnight.
But is it weeks? Is it months?
Oh, no.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so paper takes time, U.S. mail takes time, blah, blah, blah.
But you're getting a life insurance benefit,
mm-hmm.
you're getting a long-term care benefit,
yes.
and
yes.
you're getting earnings. What a lot of people miss on that, by the way,
yeah.
is earnings are taxed at very, very high rates, ordinary income rates, which could, under current law, go as 39.6%.
Yeah.
So you pay, you know, if you earn 2 or 3% on your money.
If you're
you
lucky.
You pay a third of it back in taxes, and then you use that money to go buy a long-term care insurance policy. But this is all self-contained, and it's all paid for
yes.
with the interest that you would have earned with no taxes.
Right. If you're getting .00 pitiful on that money anyway, you take it out of the left pocket, you put it in the right pocket, you earn maybe a couple percent more, 2-3% more. But the more is what helps pay for the insurance. And since it's not taxed as long as it's in that contract, you're actually paying for insurance with before tax dollars. How wonderful is that?
And you can't do that otherwise. So, Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC LTC.net. This is one of many, many solutions. I want my LTC.net. You can contact Lynn, who works with the whole team of people that we have on this program. Mm-hmm. 877-270-3127. 877-270-3127. Now,
yes.
We were talking during the break about longevity.
Yes.
And you sent me an email this morning. I'll pull it up right now.
Yeah.
World's oldest human who outlived 4 wives, 10 siblings, and all of his children dies at age 146.
Yes, sir.
Isn't Did they amazing? Carbon date this guy? How'd they figure that out?
Well, he has an ID that the government, he lived in Indonesia, they validated that December of 1870, am I doing my math right? Anyway, his ID was validated, the family attested to it. I mean, he had, great-great-grandchildren at his funeral, for Pete's sake.
That's can you imagine? I cannot imagine outliving any of my kids. For those on TV, there's a picture of him. He really doesn't look bad for 146, does he? Doesn't have any teeth.
Yeah.
Got a couple of wrinkles.
Heavy smoker.
A heavy smoker. So that's the...
Sorry, American Cancer Association. Too bad.
Smoking Pall Malls.
Yeah. Doubt they were the kind of cigarettes we have here. They were probably handmade.
He was smoking pot
none of the
No,
handmade, none of the chemicals, that kind of stuff.
That is amazing. We talk, as about longevity risk all the time. And I remember reporting, and I got a lot of flack from people, a year or two ago, about, the jellyfish and all this stuff and lobster, how they don't die. There's a certain jellyfish and lobster. They could live forever. Lobster, by the way, they die because we eat them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how lobster die. Or they grow so big they grow out of their shell and they strangle themselves or whatever. But the jellyfish evidently, after it supposedly passes away, it floats down to the bottom of the ocean and it rejuvenates itself. And the scientists have come up with, at a special RNA, DNA, some kind of an NA. And they've determined that we are going to somehow or another come up with this human genome or some kind of a cure where people will routinely someday live to that
age. I've heard that about the jellyfish, that the jellyfish is now being used in some sort of experimentation for longevity for human beings.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's 10 years away. I don't know if it's 100 years away. I do know this, that people, if you go back from 100 years ago, people are living about 1 extra year for every 3 years that they're alive, according to the studies that I've read.
Yep.
And if that pans out for a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, we're now looking at a fairly high probability of making it in the 90s, maybe even becoming a centenarian.
Well, Ray, you would be surprised at how many 60 and 70-plus-year-old people I talk to that are concerned about their parents.
Really?
Yes.
So their parents are still alive, like my daddy do that I got dinner with tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, he finally graduated to a walker because he's fallen a couple of times. Mm. So he doesn't necessarily need it, but it gives him a little more confidence. Mm-hmm. And, it's pretty amazing at 91, almost 92 now, that he can get around the way that he gets around, and he's still fairly lucid.
And, not everybody's going to be in great health at that point. Let's face it, your bones become more frail, your ability, your equilibrium becomes a little bit off. Those are the issues that people suffer from that aren't necessarily going to, kill them, but it's going to make it difficult for them to maybe get around safely. And that's where having some sort of coverage in place where you've got a home care provider coming in. I call that long-term care facility avoidance insurance.
I was reading early this morning from the American College of Financial Services. They developed 18 retirement risks and risk solutions, which I'll be talking about over the course of the next several days, if not weeks, because I could spend a whole show on some of these.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many of the 18 are related to health care, post-retirement health care, long-term care, frailness, et cetera, et cetera.
People are living longer than they ever expected to. And if you think that's not going to happen in your life, I got news for you. It's going to happen. We're all going to live longer than we ever expected, barring any unforeseen circumstances.
They talk about a lot of the risks that you, I mean, that's your business. You're in the risk management business.
Yes.
And one of them here is death of a spouse. I know you focus on those kinds of risks and clearly long-term health care. But one of the things that I mentioned before the last break, and we've got to go, but I want you to just comment on the health savings account idea.
Well, the health savings account is wonderful because you can actually use that to pay for your long-term care premiums and pay for them before taxes.
It's a terrific idea. And so if you want information on any and all of the above, especially how you too can live to 146, you'll have to eat bok choy like Lynn Rowe.
But be a chain smoker.
And be a chain smoker. 877-270-3127. Check her out online at iwantmyltc.net. A tremendous wealth of information. All right, I'm going to get my camels and start puffing away. Never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Don't start.
We'll be back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, it is indeed the time of the season where individuals get out of the stock market in May and leave their money in cash, then jump back in on Halloween. And if you go back to 1950, the Standard & Poor's 500 has had an average return of only 0.4%. during the May to October period, compared with an average gain of 7.4% during the November to April period. This according to Jeff Hirsch. Anyway, they go on and they do a lot of this data mining because now they've come up with an even better one. Check this out. In the past 10 years, they've refined this call by layering in two additional factors, the MACD chart and a signal based on presidential cycles. And what they determined here is stunning. When you combine those two signals, which I won't waste your time on, but when you combine those two signals, the Hirsch's claim produces turbocharged results, an average return of a loss of 0.8% for the S&P 500 since 1950 during the May to October period, compared with an average gain of 9.6% during the November to April period. Now, putting that in money terms, check this out. You got $10,000. You put the money in you know, the S&P in 1949. The May 1 to October 31 period would have produced a loss of $5,450. You'd only had $4,550 left. It's like 50 years later. The same $10,000 invested just in the period November 1 to April 30th would have produced a profit of $2,166,331. So the go away in May and come back on Halloween, is it a good strategy? Hold the phone on that. Hold the phone. You know I'm not into those types of things, even though this one has been studied ad nauseum. But I just read from Mark Hulbert, who really is the man when it comes to studying all of this data. And he says new research finds that this pattern's historical track record, the go away in May, back in Halloween, can be traced to only a few years, specifically the third year of the president's four-year term. He's saying, don't even waste your time right now. If you're going to play this game, just play it in the third year of a president's term. So nothing to bet on this year. The stock market has produced the lion's share, he says, of its historical returns between Halloween and May Day. the so-called winter months. Its average return the other 6 months of the year, the summer months between May and Halloween, has been far less. And he goes on to quote some academic research by some people whose names I can't even pronounce, but it looks very, very well done. Obviously, it's a big-time study done by several individuals from the University of Queensland in Australia and an emeritus finance professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Yes, Berkeley still is an institution of higher learning. Although, if you watch the news lately, you might question that, especially in the free speech department. Anyway, there's no historical basis for believing that the stock market over the next 6 months will behave any worse than it did over the past 6 months. So if you do want to go to cash for the next 6 months, you'll need to find other reasons besides the sell in May and go away or come back on Halloween Day. There you have it. Okay, hit it. We'll see if we can get to an email or two. Our Mr. Postman brought us Freddy. Interest rates, Freddie asks, are still pretty low. Should I wait to purchase an annuity? Well, Freddie, you have a point. If you're going to buy a fixed life annuity, then the low interest rates will have an impact on the amount of money that you'll be able to drain for the rest of your life. Now, if you lived 146, probably a really, really good bet, even in this low interest rate environment. I would argue that that type of an annuity in this low interest rate environment may not serve you best. But a different type of an annuity that gives you the ability to annuitize if you want to, 1035 exchange into a higher paying annuity, or just cash the money out later on. In the meantime, defer taxes, or if it's inside of an IRA, redeploy the money in other investments, might make some sense. Remember, Jim, we were just talking about liquidity. If a person wants liquidity, wants the potential to annuitize, then I would suggest utilizing some form of fixed indexed annuity as opposed to a life annuity that's based on interest rates, because the index annuity will pay based on the stock market performance, right?
Exactly.
So, Freddie, that one's for you, and I agree with you. I would wait if I'm dead set on doing a lifetime income annuity. Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, asks, if I gift my rental property, how much tax will my kids pay if they sell it? Oh, golly, Gloria, it depends on what their tax bracket is. And you know what? A lot of people, I don't know how old you are, Gloria, but if you're my age or really old like Stuart, then this whole idea of gifting appreciated assets to other than, say, a charity doesn't make a lot of sense to me under current law. Now, those laws may change, and if they do, I may change. But under current law, when you gift a rental property, the basis carries over to the donee, or donor, the donee, yeah. And so in that example, if you bought a property for $1 million and you depreciated it down to $500,000 and it's worth $2 million and you gift the property to your kids, they have a $1.5 million gain. They're going to pay through the nose in capital gains tax. They're going to have to recapture the depreciation, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas if you just die and leave it to them, they get a complete step up in tax basis. So more than likely, if it's a very small gain and the kids are in the 15% bracket, it could be zero. But if it's a fairly large gain, the kids make decent income, could be as high as 24% plus state. Where's state? I don't even know. Must be California. That's it. I'm out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.